All right, Stephen Fonte, Paulie Sibilia back with you on a Tuesday edition of Orange Nation as we go to our guest line to bring on our one and only guest today. We talk to him at 12:30 every Tuesday throughout the college basketball season. Adrian Autry joining us now, brought to you every week by Charles Heating, Electric, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Coach, always great to talk to you. Big win last night. I guess let's start with that. I joked with Paulie at the top of the show. I don't know as if I can remember a game in which I saw the winning team get out-rebounded by 20, but that's what happened last night. How were you guys able to overcome that?
You know, I thought we battled, obviously. I think the biggest thing is that obviously they got the rebounds, but we didn't let them finish as many points after they got the rebound. So I thought that kept us in the game. Obviously, they got, you got a bunch of rebounds, but their second chance points, I thought we did a good job of battling and making it tough for them to finish second chance points. So I thought that allowed us to stay in the game from the rebounding aspect of it with the rebounding disparity.
You know, Jim Boeheim said after the game last night that he wasn't sure Quincy Guerrier was going to be able to play. Apparently bruised his knee in the loss against Georgia Tech. I mean, you work with Quincy every day. I mean, how close was he to not being able to go last night?
He was determined to play the game. You know, I spent some time with him after we got back from Georgia Tech, and I spent some time in the training room, and he never once said, "Man, I hope I can play." He was saying I was playing. So I think it was more of just coach looking on the outside. Obviously, that next day in practice, it was still sore and tender. You know, so it didn't look like he was going to be able to make it, but he really, got in the training room and did his stuff, and I'm sure he was in pain last night. But once the adrenaline starts flowing, he wanted to be there for his team.
Yeah, we saw him a couple times last night, slow to get up off the ground or, just kind of favoring the leg a little bit. But, I mean, he gutted it out. I mean, 18 points last night, 6 rebounds against that front line. That was a gritty, gutty effort out of Quincy, wasn't it?
It definitely was. I thought, his energy was up. Obviously, with Carolina, their main focus was to hit the glass. So, he knew he was going to be down there banging a lot more as opposed to different teams that kind of space you out and try to shoot a bunch of threes. And now you're running back in, Carolina, they keep those guys down there. So I think he had the mindset. We all had the mindset. We knew it was going to be a battle down there.
Jesse Edwards, very good last night again. I mean, we've seen him play double-digit minutes 3 times this season. He's done well all 3 times. What did you like out of Jesse last night?
Oh man, I'm happy for Jesse, man. He works hard, and I thought he made a difference. We had a guy in there that can match up with their size, and he was active and he was mobile. He got some, he altered a couple of things. He made those guys kind of think and change their direction and change their thought process a little bit. And I thought he was really good. He was active, so I was really happy for him.
All right, so this has been a bone of contention with the fans that, he was so good last night. And fans, they look at that and they say, why in the world wasn't he playing sooner this year? So can you explain why Jesse Edwards is kind of coming into form now and maybe we didn't see him all that much early on in the year?
It's a lot. It's a lot of different things. And obviously, this was a favorable game for him. And if people look, like the bigger teams, that's, favorable for him to play in because, like I said, they're going to have a lot of guys around the basket, and for him sometimes, it's about like certain teams, for example, if we play Notre Dame, it's going to be a little more difficult for him to play that game just because they got 4 or 5 guys all spaced out and our defense kind of spaces out now. He can't like man the middle. Against certain teams, Georgia Tech, they have Moses Wright, so they wanted to make a conscious effort to go inside. So sometimes, it's really about the matchups, and obviously he's still growing and developing as a player, but, I think these last 2 games were favorable matchups for him, and it really helped us.
No doubt. I mean, you look at the defensive numbers last night, 9 blocks, 15 steals as a team. I believe I saw a stat last night that you guys are the first to do that this season in Division I basketball to have 9 blocks and 15 steals in a game. What was different about the defense last night? Obviously, Jesse contributed to that, but from a just across the board, what was different last night?
I just thought our activity, our arms, we were out there, we were moving. you know, we got deflections, like you said. I thought our activity, I thought the game plan of just kind of understanding, you know, how Carolina wanted to attack us, I thought we had a really good concept and idea of what they wanted to do. So it allowed us to be more active and more concentrated on taking certain things away from them.
You know, you look at Buddy Boeheim, he's been shooting the ball awfully well of late. You go back to, I guess, through his last eight games, let's go. So that's more than a month. He's shooting about 46% from three-point range over the course of the last month. And again, hit six threes last night, 26 points. What's clicked for him? I mean, obviously he went through that stage where he was struggling a little bit. We know he was dealing with COVID. You know, we know he's been getting a lot of defensive attention, but the defensive attention hasn't changed, but the shots are starting to go in now. So what's changed with Buddy over the course of this last month? Just the fact that he's healthier now?
You know, I don't really ask him about that because he's always here, you know, and I don't think he would use that as an excuse. You know, but I just think the reality is that, you know, he works hard. And when you look at the whole season as a sum every year, if you take 30 games, you know, you're going to have to throw away, you know, four or five of them, just, you know, six maybe, bad day, you know, and then you got your bad halves. And then, you know, and especially someone that really shoots a lot from the perimeter, you're going to have, you know, that may, you know, increase, you know, a certain amount of games that you may not, you know, have it gone. But I think the one thing about Buddy is he stayed consistent, and it, you know, you knew it was just going to happen. You know, he's just too good of a shooter. He's an elite shooter, and he's such a hard worker. So you knew at some point, you know, these things are going to start kind of falling down, because even when he was missing, they were rattling in and out. They were right there, you know, so you knew it was just a matter of time.
All right, Adrian Autry joining us here for another couple of minutes, brought to you every week by Charles Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. So big one last night, and I know, you know, we've had you on the show many times every week, and I know it's one game at a time, and the next one, and then the next one. Did last night's win, though, give this team a little bit of a boost of confidence that it needed for this stretch run? The fact that you beat a really good team, and you know, you've probably got to win three, four, five in a row, whatever the case may be. Did that game last night, that performance, instill some confidence in this group?
I think it did. I mean, I think it, you know, again, we all know what's going on. They know what's going on. I think it did, you know, to beat, you know, North Carolina, you know, and obviously, you know, if we would have finished a little stronger at the end, you know, you got close to a, you know, maybe eight to a, maybe a double digit, you know, win, but regardless, you get the win. And, you know, I think that gives you confidence, you know, obviously a game that we needed to win, and, you know, you go out there against a, you know, one of the, you know, best teams in our league, to get that win. You know, I think it definitely gives confidence.
All right. Last one for you, Coach, before we get you out of here, not much time to enjoy this one. You got another big one tomorrow night against Clemson, 5 o'clock tip inside the dome. It's a team that, just like North Carolina, beat you up on the glass the first time around. You know, another important game. What do you expect to see out of the Tigers? How do you size up this matchup?
You know, when you play Clemson, you know it's going to be a fist fight. You know, one of the best defensive teams, not only in our conference, but in the country. Physical brand of basketball. So, you know, down there, you know, they really, you know, were more physical, and they, you know, they disrupted things, and they were, you know, they made us work for everything. So, you know that that's what they expect when, you know, in the Clemson game, that they're going to come at you for 40 minutes, you know, on both ends. Physical offensive team, physical defensive team with some shooters. So, you know, I know the guys, you know, will be ready for that. You know, we know that. We'll get ready today and prepare and go out there and give it our best.
All right, 5 o'clock tip tomorrow night inside the Carrier Dome. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Best of luck tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.